the Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins. Just climb aboard it, you can all afford it. Cause when you're with Timmy, there's no fear.
Oh, now that's a blast from the past. That's Tivi's song by Tivi and the Clubmates from the children's TV show in 1965, featuring the character Tivi, a fitting tribute to our visitors today. The Tivi, also known as Tiverton Town Football Club, for the long-awaited FA Trophy clash. Now, although unrelated, the character Tivi, created by the TV Times, was a strange-looking character sporting a Beatles-style hairdo with a long beak and dressed in what looked like an oversized Newcastle United jersey with webbed feet. The song was voted as one of the worst songs ever recorded. Things I'm not sure about that because I can't stop singing it now. Now, Tiverton FC are from Tiverton in Devon and are currently members of the Southern League Premier Division South and play at Ladymead. The club was established in 1913 and known as Tiverton Athletic, and initially played at the Athletic Ground in the East Devon League, winning several trophies along the way. The Tivi are kitted out in bright yellow with black trim when at home and all white when away. Their ground capacity at Ladymead is 3,500, of which 520 is seated, and their current managers are Martin Rogers and Scott Rogers. They were almost at full capacity against Leighton Orient in 1994. They featured well in all the FA Cup and trophy competitions, and they've actually won their FA Vase twice, in 1998 and 1999. Their top goal scorer is Phil Everett, who found the back of the net 378 times. Now, this is going to be a tough one, but everyone likes the uncertainty of the FA Trophy.
A very, very good afternoon. You join us at Bottom Meadow for the FA Trophy. Playing Tiverton. It's all the way from North Devon. Is it North Devon or South Devon? I don't know. We're Devon anyway. And yes, they've got the come on the coach for us. So it would be great to see them. It really will. And we shall see how Bracknell Town do. Going to be joined, of course, as always, with Steve the Gaffer Witty, who is going to be with me a little bit later, and we'll give you obviously all the reports at halftime to see how things are going. And as ever, we thank you so much for joining us on the Unofficial Robins Podcast. Well, you join us back here at Bottom Meadow on the Unofficial Robins Podcast, and the team sheet has just been released. We have got it now, and dear Steve the Gaffer Witty is ready and waiting. He's all warmed up. So over to Steve with the team sheet of the Build-A-Base FA Trophy first round, Bracknell Town versus Tiverton.
So here we have the home team. In goal, Michael Ecott. In the back four, we have Jack Dean, Ethan Burden, Temi, Dan Bayliss. Playing in midfield, we have George Knight, Max Herbert, Michael Atkinson and Seb Bowerman. And then up front, we have James Clark and Dave Tarpey. A very strong bench today. We have Mikael Platt, Shamar Moore, Scott Rees, Anthony Cheshire, Bale Dembele and Sonny Wheeler.
And over to Emma Witty with the opposition today, Tiverton Town.
Number one is Lewis Williams. Number two is Kyle Egan. Number three, Craig Woodman. Number four, Aaron Dawson. Number five, Gary Warren. Number six, Alfie Pond. Seven, Louis Morrison. Eight, Dan Hatfield. Nine, Jordan Lamb. 10, Andrew Watkins. And 11 is Nelson. On the benches, Chris Stevens, Joe Belston, Alex Moyes, Isaac McHugh and Jimmy Weeks.
Thank you so much, Emma, for that. And of course, we're going to be with you at half-time with the half-time report, which you, of course, expect here on the Unofficial Robins Podcast. Until then, ta-ta for now.
We'll be right back.
You join us at the Bracknell Town podcast at half time here at Lower Meadow, where the current score is 0-0. Both teams have yet to score. And I'm with the whole family, which is very exciting. And we thought, rather than us gabbling on today, we'll go and get the views of the next generation and see what their general thoughts are by the game so far in this first half. So, Giles, what's your thoughts?
Since it was the team above, I also think we did pretty decent, not gonna lie. And it could be better, but it could be worse.
Well,
it was all right.
It was okay. Well, thank you so much for that, Giles. That was really, really good. And what was your thoughts? Was it good, Jack?
I think it was a very flat half game, to be honest. Not much happened, really.
That was really good. That's fantastic. Yeah, so a little bit flat there was the thought by Jack, which is very fair enough. And I think we'd probably all agree with that. And we've got Sophia and Emma. Maybe they'll both be saying something. So what was your thoughts, girls, on the game so far this half?
The players played quite mediocre and not probably the best I've seen them play.
And what did you think of Dan Bayliss today, Emma? He was pretty good round the defence, I thought.
Yeah, I think Dan Bayliss has played really well this game, especially because he did get quite a few good headers in the goal.
Yeah, and exactly and completely right. Very, very strong. Lots and lots of good headers there as always. Brilliant. So on to the gaffer. What's your general take?
Yeah, so yeah, 0-0 at half time. Bracknell, to be fair, looked the better footballing side. Pretty much the game being dominated very much by Max Herbert. A lot of good possession from him. A strong Tiverton team, though. And you can see that they've got some big men out there. 0-0 is probably a fair result at half time, but I fancy us to nick this, you know. But let's see what happens second half.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's it. It's something that we could definitely win. Whether it's going to go all the way to penalties, I think at this stage, at this level, it does go to penalties rather than replay. But it's, yeah, we are doing a lot better than I thought we would, to be fair. But equally, they are one heck of a challenge, you know, quite a big side in terms of their physicality as well. So we'll be back with you at the full-time whistle here on the Unofficial Robins Podcast.
You're listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast.
Captain Max Herbert and centre-back Dan Bayliss.
Yeah, a bit disappointing, to be fair. Thought we could have gone through today, to be fair. Playing the league above, but that's sort of the level we'd put ourselves at, I think. A couple of sloppy goals put us behind, and then obviously we were always chasing the game after that, so left us open to the third. So disappointing, but back to the league on Wednesday, which is the main focus anyway. So.
And how about your injury? Dan!
It's getting there. It's feeling better every week. Just got to manage it now, really. Not do too much on it, to be fair. But yeah, it's feeling pretty good now. So.
Good stuff. Well, good luck for next week.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Hi, Dan. Cheers. What do you reckon? Good evening. So close so far.
Yeah. I mean, it's disappointing. I thought we played well as a team. We dug in deep, gave it our all, but it just wasn't meant to be. Unfortunately, it's luck of the draw, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of them games where another day we win it, but team league above, you know, it's a good test for us. And like I say, I thought we held ourselves well. So,
I thought you actually played the ball better than they did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And they were quicker on the break, but I think you were definitely the better side.
Yeah.
But that's
like
football.
It's football. I think you can probably say that about Saturday's game against Basingstoke. They were probably better than us. But we got that result there. So like I say, it just wasn't meant to be, but we'll train hard on Monday and be ready for Guernsey on Wednesday.
How are you feeling about Guernsey?
It'll be interesting.
It's a lovely island.
I've never been.
The beer's
cheap. It'll be exciting. Like I said, next focus is Guernsey, so next game, and it's like the gaffer always says, win next game. So
fantastic.
Goalkeeper Michael Ecott.
That first goal, could you enlighten us what happened? Because from down there it looked like a slip.
Yeah. Hate to name him, but Temmie's just slipped in. He's just nicked the ball in behind and just tapped it in, really. So, unfortunate, but we go again, we concentrate on the league rather than this now.
Definitely. So. Are you feeling about Guernsey?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going. My first time going, so buzzing for it. Hopefully the boys obviously take our form into that game and enjoy the 2 days and get the 3 points.
Facts you didn't know about Tiverton from Tivy supporter Lee.
Did you know that Mark Lebet was a the beast, was a teacher at Tiverton High School before he became the chaser?
Ah.
So Mark is one of our favourite sons. He never comes to watch us, but he is from Tiverton.
Check this out.
Manager Bobby Wilkinson.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure being in this cup. I do try and do really well in this cup. I've made the semi-final of it, haven't I? So I wanted to win it this year. But it's all about the league deep down. I'm just very proud of my boys from when we went 2-0 down. Because always judge a man when the chips are down. And when we were 2-0 down, we had a right go, didn't we? We could have just folded and made excuses, but we went for it, didn't we? That's why I threw the goalkeeper up, threw three new strikers up there. Very proud of my players today. I'm a very, very proud manager. I'm not always going to be proud when we're winning, then not be proud when we're losing. And today, my boys showed me some guts, determination, as they do every week. They're just a pleasure to manage.
I think that Bracknell moved the ball a lot better than Tiverton, but they were quite quick on the break.
Yeah, they came with a game plan. They're very experienced, aren't they? And got a couple of bit youth, extra youth in there. Give them some credit. They're a good side. Yeah. They knew that to suck a lot of pressure up. We worked on training about keeping the ball a lot better this week, and we did. And listen, it is what it is. Temmie slipped the knee for the goal. And when that happens in 1 minute, that killed us, didn't it, a little bit? And then it's an uphill battle.
Yeah,
but
game changer,
we kept battling. We kept battling, and I couldn't be any more prouder of the boys.
Fantastic. Well, look, good luck in Guernsey. The beer's cheap, apparently.
Yes, so, yes.
Unfortunately, can't make it.
Yeah, no, I'm not there neither. I'm not allowed to fly, am I? Because of my illness, I'm not allowed to fly.
Course, yeah.
So.
Okay, well, look, good luck.
Yeah.
We'll be watching the stream, and come on, you Robins.
Yeah, let's go. Let's stay top of the league.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on, the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go. We all follow the Robins.
Come on, you Robins.